Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is number one best-selling author Rachel Cruz. And Rachel, you've got a new book out. We all know you from the Ramsey Show, which you can hear live Monday through Friday, beginning at 1 here on KRDO News Radio. But this one's taking a deeper look because, you know, budgeting, a lot of money stuff's black and white, but the reasoning why you look at things isn't exactly that simple. And that's what you're tackling with your new book, Know Yourself, Know Your Money.
That's right. Yes. For over a decade now, I've been talking to people about the how-to of money, how to budget, how to get out of debt, how to invest, how to give. And with this book, I was really asking the question, why? Why do we do the things that we do when it comes to money? And asking that why question is really important because you can get to the root of why you have possibly certain bad money habits, but also you're going to be able to magnify the things that are really good and really helpful.
And what are some of the biggest reasons why you make some of the choices you make? Is it things that you've picked up along the way or mirroring what you saw in your parents? You know, what are some of those whys that you've discovered as you put this book together?
Yes, well, it's really that nature versus nurture, and it's kind of both, if you will. It's amazing that our childhood classrooms, the houses we grew up in, man, they play a huge role in how we look at money today, whether money was communicated or it wasn't, whether it was stressful or it was calm. There's a lot that goes into how you look at money today, and part of that is how you grew up. And I find that some people mirror a lot of what their parents did, but then there's a group of people that have this visceral reaction, and they actually do the complete opposite of what their parents did because they didn't like it and they didn't agree with it. So it's fascinating how much that does impact us. But then there's also our natural personalities and our natural bents. And so I talk about seven money tendencies, and that could come from how you grew up, but also just your personality in general.
And what are some of the key things to pick up with this? Obviously, once you know why you do this, it's easier to. But really, what else is there to make sure that we understand all factors going into making sure that our financial future, especially starting here in a new year, is as successful as possible?
Yeah, it's making sure that we don't have some extreme tendencies that we tend to have. So whether you are a spender, making sure you don't spend everything you make and making sure that you're controlling what you're controlling, your budgeting. If you are a saver, for instance, obviously there's some great elements of that, but the extreme side of that can be even unhealthy where you hold money so, so tightly. And so looking overall to say, okay, maybe I'm spending money to cope because I'm stressed or I'm bored or whatever it is, but asking those kind of questions brings those problems really to the root and to the surface to say, yes, I need to work on that part of myself because that is an unhealthy part.
And it's, as you mentioned, getting to know what that root is. And the good part is this is all fixable once you can identify, you know, yeah, my parents always did this, and I guess that's why I always do this.
That's right, yes. And that's the first part of the book are those childhood classrooms. But also, you know, I write about fear in the book and how our money fears drive a lot of our money decisions and how fear is a terrible financial advisor. But if you are paralyzed by the fear of, am I going to have enough? It's going to cause you to make worse decisions with money, short-sighted decisions, versus laying out a game plan, making sacrifices, and building a strong, solid financial foundation.
And one of the interesting things I found in this is also being able to effectively communicate with your spouse or partner as well, because you might understand why you might do something, but that's still a whole nother, you know, bag of kittens, if you would, somebody else's background, and really being able to identify why everyone does what they do to get on that same page, especially as a couple, which is so crucial, study after study shows.
Yes, you're exactly right. I know somehow in the subtitle, I wanted the word relationships in it because it is all of this is understanding yourself, but in turn, you're understanding those around you. And especially if you're married, the old saying that opposites attract is true. I mean, that is so true. So when you're looking, for instance, at the tendencies, you're probably going to be on opposite sides of the spectrum just because that's it ends up how it always is. And so understanding I can have empathy and respect and listen to my spouse, even though they view money a little different, we can still be a team and work together towards our goals.
Exactly. Well, Rachel Cruz, you wrote the book. It came out yesterday. Where is it available at?
Yes, you can go anywhere books are sold or rachelcruz.com.
Awesome. Rachel Cruz, author of Know Yourself, Know Your Money. Thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and we look forward to speaking with you in the near future. And every time we get to hear you starting at 1 on the Dave Ramsey Show, bothering Pops.
Yes, that's right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You as well.